Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hello, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. I was calling because I went through the whole process and everything, and I saw this number at the bottom. So, of course, out of curiosity, I'm just trying to make sure this is legitimate.
Totally understandable.
Is it the whole KitchenAid process?
Mm-hmm.
So is this...
May I have your zip code, please, so that way we can locate your information?
30236. Okay, y'all are supposed to... And they're going to take more than they were supposed to. They're supposed to take 295.
Okay, your first and last name?
Kaya Harris. Why did they take $7.95?
What was the agreed upon amount?
Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am. What was the agreed amount?
$2.95. They took $5 more than they were supposed to.
Okay, that was the advertisement there?
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason behind it? Was it for a specific advertisement for at the time? Go ahead.
KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. Please verify your shipping address. No, go ahead.
I was just saying I have the order number, but the shipping address is 151 Museum Circle, lot number 30, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30236.
Thank you. Okay. No, go ahead.
I was just getting ready to say this is one of the reasons I don't normally participate in these things because they always do something other than what they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know a person's financial status for you that is going to take money out that is not allotted for.
Now, I've heard of the $2 discount here, but I haven't heard of the advertisement for it to be specifically $2 within itself.
Mm-hmm. It has the biggest day on Facebook. Check out, click, shop, and get a wallet in stock for $2.95.
Okay.
And then when I click on it, it says, when you click on shop now, if you click on shop now, it takes you to the Discount Mania. It says congratulations. It gives you amount of time to answer 4 different questions. And then you go through this choosing gift boxes, and whichever one comes up with the mixer, that's the one you win. So I came up with the mixer, and it says $2.95.
Okay, no worries at all. We'll go forward with refunding you the $5 for the $2.95 here. One moment. All right, ma'am. So we did go forth with the refund on the account. Allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to see the funds.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
So you're welcome.
I still, for the $2.95, I still will be getting the mixer, so correct?
It shows that you entered into it. Let's see here. Okay, one moment here. Yes, ma'am. So it shows that you are selected in the drawing. You're entering the drawing.
It didn't say nothing about a drawing. It said that you would. Okay, it looks like you went in and took $5 more out, not credited.
According to our system here, ma'am, I've actually refunded the money.
Okay, we have a negative in front of the five, not a credit. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, okay. Go ahead.
It's there. It's showing now. I had to refresh. It's showing.
No worries at all. No worries at all.
You said something about a drawing. That's not what you said.
Yes, ma'am.
So
it shows that you. No, go ahead.
What am I paying $2.95 for? Because that's not what it says.
The total $7.95, which of course you received it at an exclusive rate of $2.95, would have been for your shipping in the event that you were selected, and that would have actually taken care of your shipping for the product.
Okay, but it shows $2.95. Doesn't say anything about shipping, handling, or anything. It tells you the one, and that's all. It didn't say anything else.
Yes, ma'am. Usually, somewhere in the process, it would actually inform you that you would be the selected recipient, and it would actually also disclose that it is a drawing. But yes, ma'am, you entered into a drawing to receive the KitchenAid set.
I don't participate in these stuff. But I thought I could. And y'all proved me right. Don't participate in stuff online anymore. It all used to be a ripoff. No matter what. Everything, because people are always not being honest. Not saying it's you, but these companies. Okay, so is there anything else that you can assist me with, or no?
Well, my next question would be, how else would I be able to assist you, ma'am?
I just need some reassurance of what I, or some clarity, really, of what I just did. Obviously, we're not seeing the same thing.
Well, yes, ma'am. So to further clarify, you went forth to enter the drawing. So the drawing is actually monthly. What happens is that if you're not selected this month, then of course you have the opportunity to be selected for the upcoming month. And it would actually continue until you are selected to receive the mixer.
Yeah, that's very deceptive, because that's not what it said. It didn't say anything about drawings. It said you've been selected to win And then it brings up these 9 boxes, like gift boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to choose a gift box, and it gives you 2 chances, I think. And the second gift box I chose had the mixer in it, and it says you won. So I don't understand the process that they're telling you about. I really don't. Then it sends you to pay the, you know, $295, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to continue within the operation?
I just want somebody to be honest for once. Just give me to have some honesty over it and not any underhanded backdoor stuff, because that's what it seems like. It's crazy. I paid the $295, and I mean, I know KitchenAid is expensive, but that I didn't ask for it. That there's something they didn't give away. So I mean, who wouldn't jump on it? The point. It's just irritating. Things as tight as they are, you know, and then to be bamboozled or whatever out of some money. $2.95, but yeah, you do that to 5,000 people. That's a lot of money. So, I guess, I don't know. You said back out of it, that get my whole refund or what?
I mean, that'll be your option, ma'am. I was, making you aware that there is an option for you in the event that you wanted to go forth with that. Don't want anyone to feel that they are don't have any options to go forth with that, so that's why I provided that information. But in the event that you still want to go forth with the exclusive offer, then I mean, you have that option as well. Wanted to just provide all information necessary so that way you can make an informed decision.
So where do I get the information that you're providing in writing?
That would have been on the any terms and conditions when you went forth to provide your information, such as your credit card number or number you used to have on file. It would have been at the bottom of the screen under terms and conditions.
Yeah, right in the fine print. Can't find that you can't don't see until, especially if you're on your phone, you don't see it unless you scroll all the way down. Yeah, just cancel the whole thing. This is crazy. You can never get a straight answer, a straight response with these things. I won't do it anymore. Lesson learned. Don't do that again.
All right. So we have one for cancellation. Would you like to receive your cancellation number?
Yes. So will I be refunded to $295?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready for the number.
C as in Charlie. 2, 6, 3. 296-0000.
And it's Season Charlie 263-296-000.
That is correct.
Okay. And what's the name of this company again? Since it was a big Walmart giveaway, but.
Yes, ma'am. So you ordered through Mega Savings Experience. And we're a third-party call center, and we represent Mega Savings Experience.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.